Time Travel Lost and Found by Joseph. Joe Soschek walked downstairs from his bedroom. "Joey," Mom said, "your dad's in the hospital. He got in another car crash." "What?" Joey screamed. Joey's dad just got in a car crash a couple months ago when he had to go to the tomb of Mickey Mantle and mistakenly went to the tomb of a girl who plays catcher named Mickey McGuire. "Didn't he just get in an accident a couple months ago when I time-traveled to the time of Mickey Mantle?" "Joey, your dad wants you to go back to the time of Shoeless Joe and get him signed papers so he can pay for his surgery." "Again?" Joey replied in confusion. "Shoeless Joe can barely write. Don't you remember? He never learned to write. And if I time-travel to the wrong time again and he's fighting the war of Pearl Harbor..." "Joey, please, it will help your father." "Fine," Joey said. "If it helps Dad, I'll do it." "Do you still have that 1919 Joe Jackson baseball card?" "I think I do," Joey replied. Joey runs upstairs to his bedroom. Then he picks up his Joe Jackson baseball card. "Mom, I found it!" Quickly, he uses his power of time travel that he got when he was born. He feels a tingling sensation, but they don't feel the same. Then he's gone. But he didn't time travel. He teleported. "Whoa!" Joey screamed. "What? Why am I not at the White Sox baseball field?" Joey looks around. Everything is pitch black. Suddenly, he feels around the room only to find a door. Joey slides the door open to see a boy in a red hoodie. "Ah!" screamed the boy with the black hair and red hoodie. "Ah!" screamed Joey with a surprised look on his face. "Where am I?" Joey questioned the boy. "You're in my bedroom!" the boy with the black hair and the red hoodie replied. "Hi, I'm Joe Soschek." "Hi, I'm Ray," the boy with the black hair and red hoodie replied. "How did you get into my bedroom?" "I don't know, I guess my power to time what if I can't trust him?" Joey thought to himself. "Maybe he's a bad guy or something." "Wait, can I trust you?" Joey questioned Ray. "I mean, we just met." "Sure," Ray replied in confusion of this weird kid popping out of his closet. "Okay, so I was born with this ability to time travel using baseball cards, but now they're not working." "Wow," Ray said. "So you pretty much have superpowers?" "Well, I do, but they're malfunctioning." "That is..." Ray screamed. "Shh! Don't tell anyone," Joey said in the middle of Ray's sentence. "We gotta find a way for my time travel to work." "I have an idea," Ray said. "What if your time travel isn't working because of stress? Maybe you can relax somehow. Does reading make you relax, or maybe playing a sport?" Joey thought about his dad in the car crash. Maybe Ray was right. Maybe my time travel is malfunctioning because of stress. "Ray, you're a genius! How can I fix it? I don't have any of my baseball equipment here. What if my time travel is lost forever? How can I stop stress? I just got in a car crash. I'm freaking out right now because of this time travel thing. There's no way Ray knows how I can fix it." "Are you okay?" Ray said. "You look like you're freaking out right now." "I am freaking out right now!" Joey screamed. Okay, sorry for asking," Ray replied. "Let's get out of here before Jay comes up and sees you." Ray and Joey run outside without anyone seeing them. But suddenly, Ray looks at Joey. There's a sparkling blue aura rotating around him. Maybe his powers are recovering, Ray thought. Maybe his powers are disappearing. Maybe the problem wasn't stress. But what was it? Maybe he had the wrong baseball card. "Joey, can I see that baseball card you had?" Ray asked. "Sure," Joey replied. Joey gave the card to Ray. That's when Ray noticed something. The card he had wasn't Shoeless Joe Jackson card. It was a Brett Gardner card who was on the Yankees. "Joey, this isn't a Shoeless Joe Jackson card. It's a Brett Gardner card." "Wait, so that I didn't grab a Shoeless Joe Jackson card out of my drawer? Grabbed a Brett Gardner card? No way. Show me it," Joey squawked in awe. Ray ran to Joey and showed him the Brett Gardner card. "No way," Joey said. "I can't believe I didn't notice that. Well, I better get going back to my house. By the way, keep that card, you can use it to remember me by," Joey said with a smile. Joey ripped open a new baseball card pack and headed home to his town. What about his dad? Will his dad have enough money to survive the car crash? Will Joe Soschek be able to save his father's life?